Ever since Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species more than 150 years ago, scientists have been unpacking, step by step, each stage of the evolutionary process. But there's a very basic question that still mystifies scientists. How did life first begin on Earth? Or, to put it another way, how did non-life somehow turn into life? That's the question Anne Strainchamps asked University of Wisconsin geochemist Nita Sahai.
There's a gigantic question here at the center of all of this, which is how could life have begun on Earth? Can you kind of put it in some context? I mean, why is it that that's in some ways so unlikely?
To get from simple organic molecules, which are relatively speaking easy to make and have been found in meteorites, they've been found in the atmospheres of the moons of Saturn, for example, they've been found in hydrothermal vents. So the simple organic molecules are not that difficult to make. To get towards life, you need these simple organic molecules to become longer molecular units called polymers. These are chains of simple organic molecules bonded together. This requires some input of energy usually, and these are not easy things to accomplish chemically. And then once you've got these bigger molecules, they need to what's called self-assemble into organized structures. So, for example, a cell is the basic unit of life as we think of it. It has a membrane, a boundary, a wall, which describes what is inside the cell versus what's in the environment outside the cell.
So are you saying that what's crucial for you is when little tiny, tiny containers were created, essentially, because otherwise you've just got a big amorphous soup. And
yes.
And it's the moment when you get discrete, contained.
Yeah, no,
little,
that's, yeah, you know, scientists
I'm imagining
hate sticking
little globules,
their neck out.
But that's probably not right.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Little globules is a pretty good way of describing it.
So is this your vision of what life, what the world was like?
Yeah, so this is one
very,
of the steps.
Very early first
right,
moments?
So I'm kind of build up from like the single molecule to a polymerized molecule, a longer chain molecule, to when these molecules then get together and form a self-assembled structure. So you can, for example, you can have a stack of pencils lying around, but then when you arrange them, when you group them together and put a rubber band around them, then it's much harder to break them. So you've organized those pencils into a higher order structure.
This is an incredibly complex series of events and things that had to happen. Maybe, actually, before we go on any further, I should back up and just ask for a basic definition of life.
Yeah.
What is, from a scientist's perspective, what is life?
Many people have tried to answer that question. What has been sometimes called the NASA definition of life, because NASA is looking for life on other planets, is that it's basically a self-sustained chemical system that is capable of Darwinian evolution. So the first part is metabolism, self-generation, energy and complicated molecule production. The second part is information transfer, self-replication, reproduction. And the third part is it's not sufficient just to have something that can keep itself alive and that can reproduce offspring. In order for life to evolve and become complex, it needs to evolve, in fact, which is that it should be able to have mutations.
So that it's not simply copying itself endlessly.
Correct.
It has
right.
to
There has to be increasing
and
complexity.
Or, you're a geologist, geochemist, and so you have a much better picture than the rest of us do of what this planet must have been like 4.5 billion years ago. When you imagine, you know, those very first amino acids forming, what do you see next in your mind's eye?
You know, people have said, well, when did life exactly get started? The earliest fossil evidence for life, what people think is the earliest fossil evidence of bacterial life, is about, I believe, 3.5 billion years ago or 3.8 billion years ago.
There are fossils of bacteria?
Yeah.
How do you even find a fossilized bacteria?
Yeah, so you have to first go to parts of the Earth that are really ancient, and people have dated rocks using isotopic dating methods, and there are certain places, very few places, less than 0.5% of the Earth's surface today represents rocks from older than 3.5 or 4 billion years old.
What are some of those places?
So Western Australia is a famous area. Then there's the Kapval Craton in South Africa. So these two places, way back when were joined, they were connected together.
For a geologist, is this almost like a sacred site?
I mean, yeah, exactly. These are some of the oldest rocks that are known on the planet. There's also one up here in Canada, in the what's called the Slav province. There are some in Greenland. These are all older than about 3.9 billion years old. So very, very, very early, Earth being 4.56 billion years. Right. The one thing I did want to say is that we always think about the environment affecting life in evolution, the natural selection. But also life has made huge effects on the environment. So there was no oxygen on the early Earth, or very little, practically none to speak of. And yet, about 2.4 billion years ago, there was a big jump in the increase of oxygen, where you actually had free oxygen in the atmosphere, oxygen molecules in the atmosphere.
So why did that happen?
Well, about 2.7, 2.8 billion years ago or so, or even earlier, there were bacteria which had evolved, which were photosynthetic. And so they were releasing oxygen. You know, in photosynthesis, you take up carbon dioxide and you release oxygen. That's what photosynthesis is. So the bacteria first evolved. They developed the ability to make organic molecules by taking in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and putting out oxygen.
But this is really beautiful, because what you're saying is that it's not just that life evolved on this planet.
Right.
It's life created this planet.
Yes. So life is helping the planet to evolve as much as the planet helped life to evolve.
Nita Sahai is a geochemist at the University of Wisconsin. She spoke with N-Strain Champs.
You gotta love the trees. They even help us breathe.